We're holding Gimel, again, Gimel and Beis. We've already spoken about the first two teretz with the seer of Shimon. We have Rabbi's teretz that Shimon in one place says, Mincha shel shabbos kasher ve'elu. Rabbi answered, it's kasher, I'm sorry, in one place kasher ve'elu, one place says kasher ve'elu. Rabbi answers, that's kasher ve'elu, where it's ma'aseh mechichon love. You do machlas shem mecheshes, it's nicker, it's clear. So Shina Kodesh is kasher ve'elu. Shina Bailim is kasher ve'elu. That was yesterday and the day before. We have Rava's teretz that we said that kasher ve'elu is mincha l'shem another mincha because we darshan zeis teres a mincha, as opposed to a mincha l'shem zevach that's going to be kasher v'le'alu. And now we're up to Ravashi's teretz. Ravashi Amar le'kasha. An answer to the seer in Rav Shimon is as follows: Kam b'kaimitz minchas mafkas l'shem mecheshes. Over here is where he's doing the kaimitz. Take out the word mincha. Kama kaimetz machvas l'shem mecheshes. That's the key point. Kama kaimetz minchas machvas l'shem mecheshes. If in his machshav he had in mind a flat pan instead of a mecheshes, which is what he's doing, or vice versa, he didn't have in mind the wrong type, the wrong mincha. He had in mind the wrong pan. That's not a machshava that passes at all because it wasn't a mincha l'shem mincha. It was a machvas l'shem mecheshes. Whereas if he has in mind a minchas machvas in place of a minchas mecheshes, that indeed would create a situation of kasher v'le'alu. So the Gemara. When he has machvas Hashem mecheshes, he's machshav in the mana. Machshav mana pasla. Machshav in the kli itself doesn't create a pasla. Whereas minchas machvas Hashem minchas mecheshes, but minchad the pasla machshav kamechashev. If he has a mind of minchas machvas Hashem minchas mecheshes, his machshav is being in the mincha itself, and that indeed would pasla again. That would make it either kashav le'alu, or by a case of minchas chayta, minchas kreis, minchas seita, it would make it totally pasla. Fact the Gemara. Same question we had earlier. We had on Rava. The Rav Shimon says the reason why mincha l'shem mincha is kasher is because ma'isa mechichin. It's clear in the actions. This is not mecheshes. It's not machfas. Whatever it is, it's clear that his machshava doesn't shter the action, the act that he's doing. That logic doesn't seem to hold over here. Hatanam meisha ma'isa mechichin l'kamar. Nothing to do with the fact that one's a machshava in the kli and one's a machshava in the mincha. The logic was because the ma'isa is mechichin, and that would apply both by kli and by mincha. Hakamar again, the Gemara is going to answer for Rav Ashi. I can answer earlier on the Amid for Rava. Rav Ashi learns Maseh Mechichin Lav is not a reason why the Machshava doesn't passel. On the contrary, Maseh Mechichin, the fact that your Machshava is so different than your action would be all the more reason to yes passel. You're having a bad Machshava. On the contrary, we're reading an opposite. Maseh Mechichin is a reason to say passel. And the Chiddush is, even though it's Maseh Mechichin Lav, it's not going to passel because you didn't have in mind the Mincha, only the Kli. So the Mar inside, Afal Gav the Machshava Delay Minker. Again, we have the same idea that we spoke out from Taisvis earlier, that the Mar here is teaching the word Minker's opposite that we had on Daf. On Daf Beis, Minker on Daf Beis was, it's Nikr that the Machshava is nothing. Over here, Minker means it's not Nikr, so the Mar says, Delay Minker. Okay, but it's the same bottom line. Afagav the Machshava, Delay Minker, even though it's clearly something which is not true, so therefore you say the Machshava should affect the Paslos, still it doesn't affect the Paslos because the Machshava is in the Kli itself and not in the Mincha. What's the follow-up of that? That by Zvachim, you don't say this? Again, same answer. By a Zevach, we have mine during one Zevach, about another Zevach. Over there, the Machshava is not as discernible because it's one Shechita for all Zvachim. Zrika Achasakulon, it's one Zrika, Kabbalah Achasakulon. You're doing the act of Zrika, the act of Shechita, the act of Kabbalah. They're all similar acts. Still, over there, we're going to say, b'zvichat d'pasa machshava kamachashiv. At the end of the day, since he's having machshava about another carbon, a machshava for one carbon about another carbon does pasul, just like by mincha, a machshava during one mincha about another mincha does create an issue. It was only a machshava in a kli about another kli that doesn't create a pasul, because it's just machshava about a kli is nothing. But a machshava about another mincha, if you have in mind minchas machvas, minchas machashas, that would create a situation of kashav v'yalu. In fact, the Gemara, amalei v'ach, b'rei d'rav l'rashi, Charevim shemblula amai. So he has a very stark kasha that by a case of charev is a dry mincha. Have in mind, he's going to do a blula, a mixed, a wet mincha instead. Over there, Rav Shimon saying it's kasher, right? Now, based on your logic was that a kli for a kli, a machz machesh is not a proper machshava. Why? Because you're not referencing the mincha, you're referencing just the kli. But charev and blula, seemingly the only taich over there is the mincha. So even though I didn't see the word mincha, or didn't think the word mincha itself, the taich there is by definition mincha. Chareva is a mincha. So over there, the logic doesn't hold. Just because I didn't see the word mincha, if I'm having my one mincha for another mincha, that clearly should be a problem. Amalei, no. You can have in mind the taich, the word itself. L'shem bilakamar. He didn't mean l'shem the mincha blula, a mincha that's mixed. He had in mind l'shem mixing. He had in mind dry in the case of a dry mincha, he had a mind for mixing. Think about 1 second. Once you're just teaching the word blula, not to mean a mincha of blula, but to mean the word blula, so go back to Kabbalah, by Zvachim. Let's say the guy is doing an ayla, and he has a mind shlamim. Don't say he has a mind shlamim, the carbon shlamim. He has a mind peace. Once you're teaching the words to mean the teich blula as opposed to the mincha that it clearly represents, say the same thing by Zvachim. Says the Gemara, Yachi, L'shem Shlom Nami, say the same thing, L'shem Shlom Alma, he means Tam Shlom, peace in the world, not Shlom. And Mara says, how could you compare? Hachi Ash, Tasm Zevach Kufa, Ik Shlomim. The Torah consistently refers to the carbon as a Shlomim. So since it refers to the Shlomim, you're not going to say his Machshava of Shlomim means peace. Of course it means carbon. So that's Gemara. The Torah refers to carbon shlamim as shlamim stam. So therefore, of course, the machshav shlamim is a machshav about another zevach, another carbon. Whereas hacha mincha gufa meikar blula, is a mincha ever called blula alone? It's referred to as blula without the word mincha, but it's not referred to with the word blula alone. What does the pasuk say? V'cha mincha blula b'shemin k'siv. Blue b'shem nikri, blue stam leikri. You don't find anywhere where the mincha is referred to as just stam blula. So chareva b'shem blula, I could start teaching the word blula to me, just mix, and not the mincha, because you don't find that the mincha is ever referred to as blula alone. At the very least, it's referred to as, it's mincha, but even take out the word mincha, mincha blula b'shemen. It's blula b'shemen together, so that would taka be machshava, which clearly references the mincha. But belula alone could be teached, again, it's maybe a little bit of a stretch, but it could be teached as balul, as bila, and therefore that would be considered like a machshava of dry for mix, as opposed to mincha's dry for mincha's mix. It's not a machshava from mincha to mincha, and therefore, again, it's going to be fully 100% kosher, according to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so we have three teretzim to the stira. We have Rabbi's teretz, that ma'aseh mechichen by Shina Kodesh, it's clear that your actions aren't what your machshava is, and therefore, that makes it kosher. Whereas by Shina Bailam, it's not clear, it's not in the mincha, therefore it's a problem. That was Rabbi's answer. We have Rabbi's answer that you have Zeis Tairas HaMincha comes to lump together any machshavah legabe, any mincha for another mincha is going to be kosher, not a problem. The issue we had with that, if you remember, was that Zeis Tairas HaChatas, we don't necessarily say that. The Gemara said in court of Shimon, you do, but it wasn't so clear that you say that. And the third answer is that we have in mind mincha l'shem mincha taka makes an issue, but if you have in mind charev v'mishem mecheshes, you have not in mind the mincha itself. That's Ravashi's answer. Therefore, that doesn't make an issue. Says the Gemara, Kulik Rabbi Amri, didn't like Rabbi's answer. Da'ad Rabbi, we just spoke out. Both Ravashi and Rava held that the more minker, the more nicker that his machshava is opposite what he's doing, is not a reason to dismiss the machshava. It's more of a reason to make pasas. It's a completely opposite svara, but they hold that makes more sense. Adrav, machshava the minker pasal. Rachmana, the more nicker the machshava is the more he's to pasal. So they don't like Rabba's logic. They don't like, which was again the simple Rabba's logic was a simple way of reading Shimon. They don't like the simple way of reading Shimon because they don't agree to that lumdus. Okay, Kirav Amri, Rabba and Ravashi didn't agree to Rabba's answer because they start the mashbu. The drasha of they start a mincha that lumps together all menachas. The shem mincha that's kosher. They don't hold to the drasha. Why, by the way, not because the drasha inherently itself is a problem, but the Gemara is showing on Amnalf clearly on Dalam Amnalf because. By Zeis Teres HaChatas, it's not so simple that we make the drasha there. If we're making such a drasha, you should have to make it consistently. And therefore, they don't like that drasha. And lastly, Kavash the Amri, Mishav Kushtar Rachabay Derava. They didn't say, like Rav Ashi's pshat, because of the question that we just had from Rachabay Derava, Legabe the Chareva of Shablula. We said it's a little bit of a we have a teretz, but the Gemara held the teretz could be a little vadechik, that Blula means Bal, Shem Bila, right? And therefore, since they didn't like the teretz, they didn't agree to Rav Ashi's Malach either. Okay. This idea, which is pashut in one direction to Rabba and in one direction to Rava. And what is that? Rashi explains very simply. According to Rabba, it's pashut. The more clear the machshava is that it's wrong, the less of reason is to pasul. If it's clearly a wrong machshava, it's less of reason to pasul. Nikir to be a machshava, it doesn't pasul. That's Rabba. Rava says opposite. The more clear the machshava is that it's wrong, is more of reason to pasul. So Rava goes one way with that machshava that's clearly wrong. Rava goes the other way, and that scenario is going to be a shaila to Mabayla Ravesha, was the subject of a shaila that was asked Ravesha, or Debray Ravesha, because Ravesha asked. Debray Ravesha of Amila, by Minei Ravesha Ravasi. Ravesha asked, some say he asked it to Ravasi, Mincha L'Shem Zevach. What if a person is bringing a mincha and he has a mind l'shem zevach, right? That's clearly a case of exactly. Mali amar b'shem, what would Hashem say? Now, this is the shali yes, and he brings down both sides of the equation. Time of the b'shem b'shem machshav the minker le'pasul of machshav the minker. Is Hashem's logic because machshav which is nicker that it's clearly not so? It's far fetched as that Rebbe just said. So that's the machshava is nicker, and therefore it's not possible. So here too, it's not going to be possible because the machshava is nicker. That's no shaykhus. Aydilma time the Rav Shem Mishum Dechsev Vezayser top of Dalam and Aleph. Aydilma time the Rav Shem Mishum Dechsev Vezayser Samincha Vezevach Leksev. Or you go with the Rav's logic, which was the pasuk Vezayser Samincha. Vezayser Samincha says that a mincha l'shem and the mincha is going to be fully kosher, but it doesn't say Vezayser Samincha Vezevach. A mincha l'shem and a mincha and a zevach will not be kosher. Which one is it? Amar Lei, and he left it as a shayla. So Rav Asi said back to Rav Shaya, do we ever get to understand the real logic of Rav Shimon? Meaning, Rav Asi says, we don't really understand Rav Shimon's halacha fully. Now we just were offered three different versions, three different mahalchim, I should say, Rava, Rab, and Ravashi in Rav Shimon's understanding. Yet Rav Asi says, do we really get the understanding of Rav Shimon? Says the Gemara again, almost like a repetition we had a moment ago. Rav Asi didn't like any three tirutzim for the same reason we just said on the Bama Gimel Beis. Kirabale Mashanila, he didn't reconcile this year of Shimon like a Rabbis Malach Mishun to Kushta Abaye, because of Abaye's question that we didn't speak up before. Abaye's kasha we had 2 days ago was that why are you making distinction between Shina Kurd and Shina Bailam? The fact that Machshav Apostles is learned that from Zevach. By Zevach, Shina Kurd and Shina Bailam is the same. So who told you by Mincha you can start making a distinction? That was Abaye's question. Rabbi had a very simple answer to that, because by Mincha, it's Nicker. It's nicker, it's noticeable, it's Maseh Mechichon love. Whereas by Zevach, you don't have that, okay. But Kusha Abaye was a reason not to say Rabba. Kirevle Meshanelei, Mishu Kushta Vezeh Seteres Chatas. By Rav, he didn't like Rav's answer, because Rav says Zeh Seteres Mincha, but he didn't like it because, like we spoke about before, Vezeh Seteres Chatas was bothering him. Why don't we make the same drasha? Why don't we clearly have the same drasha by Zeh Seteres Chatas? And he held it wasn't clear that Rav Shimon indeed agrees to it. And Kravashi, Le Meshanelei, Mishu Kushta Rabachabay Rava, like the Hashra Rachabay Rava again from Blula and Chareva, that over there the logic is not so simple. Over there it would seem to be clearly a mincha, not just the lashon of Blula and Chareva. And he didn't like the answer that bowl means just mixture. So therefore, if Asa didn't like any of the answers, so he left it at a standstill. He didn't like any of the answers that we gave for Rav Shimon. So he left it as a shayla. Okay. We send the Mishnah. We send the Mishnah that all menachas done shleil l'shma, very straightforward Gemara, similar to the Gemara's behind in Zvachim again, all the menachas done shleil l'shma are kosher, but the Baal is not yet to the chayiv, except for the mincha of a chayta, a sinner's mincha, or mincha saita, right? The mincha saita, both those are, if done shleil l'shma, they're totally possible. Gemara wants to know what's the source. Very simple, what's the source? Bishlam Michas Chayt, Gemara says, Michas Chayt, we have an easy source. Chatas Karech Mana. The Torah calls it Chatas. Le'yasa B'le Hashem and V'leitin Le'a Levayna Ki Chatas Hi. It says about the Michas Chayt, don't put on an oil, don't put on Levayna. Frankincense, because it's a Chatas. It's a Chatas. It calls the Michas Chayt a Chatas. And we know a Chatas, Shalei L'Shema is puzzle, basic Zachem Daf Beis. So to a Michas Chayt, Shalei L'Shema is going to be puzzle. Simple drasha. Ela Michas Chayt, Menalan. A Mincha of a Seit, how do we know that it's puzzle Shalei L'Shema? Gemara says from the following brisa, the Tani Taka Meidav Nachman, who was taught a brisa from Nachman Minchas Knais Meisra Nedava, the extra money. Let's say a person designates $100 to. That's a lot of money. Let's say a person designates $50 for the flour for Mincha of a Seita, and they go and they go buy enough flour for the Mincha Seita. It's barley, by the way. You know, buy enough barley for how much? For $40. So you have $10 left over for the money they set aside. What do you do with that $10? You don't need it for the Michas Seita. The extra money goes to the Nedava. What's the Nedava? Keitz Mizbeach. It goes to the Nedava, it goes to the Pushkas, and it's used to keep the Mizbeach full of Eilos throughout the year. When the Mizbeach is empty, so to speak, you bring Eilos. That's what you do with the extra money. How do we know this? Michas Kedais Meisim Dava, the extra money goes to the Nedava. Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman said to the one who taught this Brisa, Shabbat Karmit, you're saying, well, it's good. What are you saying? It makes sense. Maskeres oven, because it says by Mincha Seita, it says Maskeres oven, a reminder of oven. Uchatas, and by carbon chatas, by the animal chatas. The chatas there to carry the oven. It says the word oven by chatas, says the word oven by Maskeres oven by Seita. Ma chatas, maisa nadava, just like by chatas. The extra money goes to nadava to keep the mizbeach full. Av Minchas Knais, maisa nadava, so too. Minchas Knais, the Seita extra money also goes to keep the mizbeach full. So that's a general judge what you do with extra money. Now, here's what we need for our sugya. Ukechatas. We see we're clearly comparing the mincha seita to a karma chatas. Just like chatas. Ma chatas psul shol shema, when it's shol shema, it's pasul. Af minchas kreis, psul shol shema, shol minchas kreis. If it's a mincha seita, if it's not shol shema, it's going to be pasul. That's a beautiful source. Exer sheva, oven, that the mincha seita is pasul shol shema from chatas. In fact, tomorrow, very nice Russia. However, using that same exer sheva, we should say asham also shol shema is pasul. Elamehata Ashram Yehi Pasal Shalashma. An Ashram Shalashma should be Pasal. We know in the Mishnah in Zvachim it says only Chatas and Pesach Shalashma is Pasal. Ashram's Kasher, except the Kotab Eliezer. That's Das Yachid, that Ashram is also Pasal. But Samazim, you say Ashram Shalashma is Kasher Vialu. But according to your logic, because here Shava Avin Avin, say Ashram is also Pasal, the Gamar Avin of Mechatas. Learn out the word Avin from Ashram, by Ashram, for the word Avin by Chatas, just like Avin by Ashram. It says, just like by Chatas, the oven is Shalil Shema is Pasal, so to by Hashem, Shalil Shema should be Pasal. The Pasal by Hashem, by the way, just is, V'lo yada v'ashem v'nasa avaynai. It says, v'nasa avaynai. So the Gemara Taka says, avaynai is a little different than avayn. By Mincha Seif, it says avayn, mascara is avayn. By Chatas, it says, it said, Lashon of, again, of, v'ata nasan l'cham l'aseis, it's avayn am, avayn. By Hashem, it says avaynai, which is different. That's Gemara's answer. It says, Gemara, done avayn ma'avayn, vein done avaynai ma'avayn. It says, avayn for avayn, we darshan, avaynai ma'avayn, we don't make exer shav. In fact, Gemara, famous Gemara, ma'inafkale, I mean, this comes up about a dozen times in Shas. What's the difference between avaynai and avayn? Hatar de b'shmol, v'shapakayin ba'kayin, the pasuk can say, the kayin will return, u'ba'kayin the kayin will come. Two totally different words, but the same general meaning. Zui seva zui bi, the reference is coming in and returning is the same reference, and therefore you can make exer shava. You can make exer shava two different words. Certainly the same shayrish, the same word avayn or avaynai, just with a different suffix or prefix, that for sure you can make zeh shava. Number one. Number two, guess what? You have the word avaynai taka by Hashem. You have avaynai bechatas too. The core pasuk we call early bechatas was avayn. But the bechatas of Shmiyas Kol, by the chatas of El Yared, of not saying testimony, when you know testimony, the pasuk of it says, im layagid v'nasa avaynai. That's the word avaynai bechatas. So I can make exer shava. If you want to be makban of the word itself, even though you don't have to be, I vayt there have avaynai avaynai. So the Gemara avayt ligma avaynai avaynai avin the shmiyas kol. Learn avaynai avaynai for the avin the shmiyas kol. The very shmiyas kol dechsev im liyagid v'nasa avaynai. So if you're making such exer shava, then ashram should be included. Ashram shalal shma should be pasal as well. And we know that's not the case. Ella ki gemiri exer shava lemaisin. David the Gemara says, let's go back. The exer shava was taken just for the din of Meister Nadav. Extra money goes as an Nadav. If I have extra money set aside for my mincha, it goes to Nadav. Just like my extra money that was set aside for the Chatas. But Lagabi Loy Lishma, you cannot learn that from the Gzer Shava. V'chitei, maybe you'll ask me, Ein Gzer Shava Mechza, we have a klal. Once you make Gzer Shava, you can't split up the dinam of the Gzer Shava. Here, Galir get Machmana Gabi Chatas. The Torah revealed the Chatas. The Chatas is unique because the Pasuk says, V'shachar Eisa L'chatas, Eisa L'shma K'sherim, Eisa L'shma P'sula, Avakol Kachem Bein L'shma, Bein L'shma K'sherim. By Chatas, the Pasuk says, the Lashon of Eisa, we darshan, that Chatas Shalashma is Pasul, other Kachem Shalashma are not necessarily Pasul, meaning at least the Gzer Shava of Chatas you can't learn. So we're back to square one now. We're saying now, we actually now eliminate even our first source. We want to know how you know Michas Chaita and Michas Krei Shalosh Shabbos Pasal. We thought we learned our Michas Chaita from the calls of the Chatas, from Chatas. And Michas Krei we learn out from Gzir Shava. But we're saying now, you can't learn out from Chatas. You can't learn from Chatas at all, from Karma Chatas. That just like Chatas Shalosh Shabbos Pasal, other Kamaras of Pasal Shalosh Shabbos, you can't learn out. And therefore we need a new source. How do we know both Michas Chaita and Michas Krei Shalosh Shabbos Pasal? Ella Michas Chaita Michas Krayes Tepsul Shalashma Min Olam. What's the source? Asked the Gemara. Chatas Taim Amai Mishum Dechsiba He. Gemara says a new svara. Why is Chatas Pasul Shalashma? Because that's he means that's been done perfectly. Haninami Ksivui. But Michas Chaita Michas Krayes also says he. Yes, there.
Why is the first one of the?
Because we just spoke out the Gemara that V'shachar Aisa L'Chatas. Aisa L'Chatas tells me that only Chatas Shalashma is Pasul. I can't learn from Chatas. So just like I can't learn from Chatas Exer Shavit to Michas Krayes, I can't learn from Chatas to Michas Chait itself either. The same meat. Maybe that should be a reboot to bring it back in. Okay. Zot Gemara, it says he by Chatas. That's why it's Shalashma is Pasul. It says he by the Minchas Chaita and Minchas Knayas. And therefore, by Minchas Chatas it says, Minchas Chaita says, Ki Chatas he, and by Minchas Knayas says, Ki Minchas Knayas who. So therefore we say, it's Mak. In fact, Gemara back to the same problem as before. Asham Nami Haksiv Behu. Asham also, it says, the Lashon of who. Answers the Gemara, who, La'achak Tar Simurim Dechsiv, that who is after Tar Simurim, Kitanya. Aval, Asher Lenar Behu Elalachat Hashem. The exact pasuk is the Hikter Eis Hamakanim is Beicha Ishal Hashem. She Makter Ishal Hashem. Asham Hu. The pasuk saying the word Hu by Akhtar Semurim. We know Akhtar Semurim of a carbon is a mitzvah, but it's not Makif. You can't go telling me that doing the carbon properly exact is Makif from the word Hu if the whole word Hu is only written at a point of a carbon, which in itself is not requisite. Right? It's past the Zrika. It's by the Akhtar report. So you can't tell me that the word who by Asham is something that's makim. So tomorrow, Kitanya, Asham, the number of who elachar Akhtar, Murim, who atzmai, let's look to remove kosher. If you don't think there's murim at all, it's kosher. Who can't be indicating that it's ma'akiv, that's got to be done perfectly, Shema. Ve'elu hu lamli. So what is the who tell me by Asham? It's something like that what? Asham shittig l'riya, is telling me the following halacha. We know that an Asham that was extra, let's say a fellow designated Asham, and they could have found that he brought another Asham in his place. Then he found the original Asham. Asham comes for a chait. He can't just bring the original Asham as an adatva, the one that he found, the extra one, because it's for a chait. But unlike chatas, we have extra chatas, it goes le misa, chatas is misa. Asham goes le ria. You let it graze to get a mum. When it gets a mum, you sell it and use the money to buy an ayla. That's the halacha machine, that's the halacha by Asham. The halacha is, even though I have to let it get a mum, graze, get a mum, and then bring it, what if someone took that very same Asham and brewed it as an ayla? It's an extra Asham, it can't be used as Asham. So the halacha is, if you took it to graze, if you already let it go into the field to graze to get a mum, you set it aside to get that mum to start the process rolling, to sell it for an ayla, and if you then brought it, if you didn't let the process play out, and you brought it as is, it will be a kasher ayla. But if you brought it before letting it graze, then it would be no good because you're bringing usher for no reason. Says the Gemara, nitik in, only if you let it graze. Very good. Let nitik lay. How do we know that? Amakra, who? That's what dashi for the word who by Hashem, by Vyasi, hey. You use the word who for that, not for Lishma being puzzles. Amarav. So our Mishnah says that there's two scenarios of a mincha shlo lishma that's not just not olu, that's fully puzzle, namely minchas chayta, the sinner, and minchas seita. Rav is going to add a few more cases. Actually, Rav is going to add one more case of mincha and some other cases of kaparas. We'll see. Amarav. Mincha sa'aymer shekamsa shlo lishma psula. A mincha sa'aymer, which by the way, is one of the only two karbanas, like minchas seita, that comes from barley. Minchas aymer is from barley, and minchas seita is from barley. Okay. So minchas aymer shekamsa shlo lishma psula. Minchas aymer, where the kemitzu is done shlo lishma, is pasul hu adin, one of the other avodas, is pasul. Not just kasher v'le alu, it's pasul. Why is that? Hayulu ba'asul hativ le'atira. Since it came to be matir, and it wasn't matir, so therefore it's pasul. Meaning, what's the purpose of the Michas Aymer? You bring a Michas Aymer every year on the second day of Pesach. Why? It's matir all the prior grains that grew in the past year that was till now called chadash. It makes it yashin, it makes it mutatit. If the Michas Aymer is born improperly, if it's kasher v'le alu, theoretically, if it'd be le'alu, it wouldn't be matir. Its purpose wouldn't be matir all the chadash. If it doesn't serve its purpose, not only is it kasher v'alu, it actually becomes pasul. A carbon, a mincha that can't serve its purpose becomes pasul. The obvious question is going to be, so every kasher v'alu, the carbon was being brought for a certain obligation, and it's not satisfying the obligation, so it should automatically be pasul. Right? Why is Rav saying this specifically to Minchas Aymer? The Gemara is going to address that shortly. But again, Rav's chiddush is that the Minchas Aymer that was brought shlo l'shma is not only le'alu, it's actually pasul since it didn't serve its purpose. V'cheinat Aymer, the same concept applies ba'ashem nazir. The same concept applies by the ashem brought by a nazir who became tamei. V'ashem etzera and ashem etzera shashach l'shlo l'shman. The ashem nazir and the ashem etzera that were done shlo l'shma psulin their pasul. If it's done shlo l'shma, not only is it not only is not alu, it's not even kosher, it's pasul. Why? Since the purpose of the country is makshir and they're not makshir, it's pasul. Now, what is the chatas? What is the asham etzera and asham, the asham naz being makshir? So the asham nazir is the guy that naz became tummy to be makshir to restart his klak, his naziris again. The asham etzera, here's an interesting machlekes in the Rishonim. The asham etzera, the Rashi states makshirim to become into the machna. The problem is that we know that once the etzera gets a psak, that is, Tsaras is, he's ready to become, go through the purification process, and he brings the birds, even before he brings the other kabanas, he's mutter to come into the machna, at least machna Yisroel. So they won't explain that what Rashi means is, machna Yisroel, of course he's able to come into, but the ashram is being matter to come into already machna Levi or machna Shechina. That is what the ashram is being machshir. Either way, since this ashram, Mitzera, or the ashram Nazir, is not serving its purpose of being machshir, there too, it won't be kasher, a kasher carbon, just le'alu, it didn't serve its purpose, it becomes fully puzzle. Shraf saying, in three cases, one by Menachas, two by Zvachim, that a carbon which doesn't serve its purpose, instead of just being kasher and not yaitzah, becomes fully pasul. Minchas Aymer, by Mincha, and by the Asham of Metzairah and Asham Nazir. Okay. Tanan, Kol Menachas Shniksu Shalei Lishma Ksheiras, our Mishnah says clearly, all Menachas that you did Kemitzah, Shalei Lishma, and again, any other Avaydis of Mincha as well, Shalei Lishma, are kasher, Elo Shalei Olu Ba'am Hashem Chayv, the kasher, but you're just not yaitzah, you're Chayv. Chutz, except for which two? Minchas Chayta and Minchas Kreis. Except for the two that we've been focused on, the Minchas Seita and the Minchas chayta, those two are pasul. But all other menachas are kasher. According to Rav, there's a third. Minchas Aimer. The Misa lists not Minchas Aimer. If so, why, according to you, Rav, why did the Mishnah list also Minchas Aimer? Very basic, simple, obvious question. Answers the Gemara. Minchas Chayta and Minchas Chayta are unique. That what? They're both Minchas, they're both carbon yachid. They're both Minchas Yachid. Minchas Aimer is Minchas Tiber. The fact that the Mishnah left it out is not an indication that it's not true, Rav Zalacha. It could be true, but we're not talking about Minchas Tiber. Kiktani Babi Yachid, Babi Tiber, like Tani, the Mishnah wasn't talking about Babi Tiber. Another chilek, ki tani babaglatzma, babagal zevach like tani. The minchas seita and the minchas chaita come only mincha by itself. The minchas aimer comes together with the kevis. You bring a lamb together with minchas aimer. So maybe the Mishnah is only talking about minchas that come by themselves, which is the seita and the chaita. Minchas aimer, which comes with the carbon, isn't included. Anachami Rav Zinn is true indeed that it's possible, but it wasn't included in the case the Mishnah speaking out. And a last answer is kiktani hanach shein kavu lahem zman. Or you could say the Mishnah only spoke about menachas that aren't time related. Chayta and Saita are whenever they take place. The person brings the carbon whenever. It does not restrict it to a time. Minchas Aimer is the 16th of Nisan. It's restricted to a time. The Mishnah is only talking about menachas that are puzzle, that are time related, not menachas that are not restricted to a time. Okay. Amar. The Mishnah now focuses on the second part of Rav's member, not the Mincha part, the Ashem part. The same halachas b'ashem nazir ashem mitzera shechted shlo lishman. If the ashem nazir or the ashem mitzera was shechted shlo lishma, halachas it's pasul. Ha'ilu balachshir v'leachshiri. Since it was being brought to be machshir and it didn't serve its purpose of being machshir, it didn't serve the purpose of being machshir, the person to restart his zeros or two, or the mitzera to come into the machna. Therefore, it's fully pasul. It's not just not yaitz the chayv. It's totally pasul. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah Daf Beis Zvachim. Kol Zvachim Sheshachna Shlo Lishman. All Karbana Shechta Shlo Lishma is Ksheirin. Ela Shlo Elbam Lishem Chayva. So essentially, you can ask the identical question that we asked from Mishnah and Menachas, from our Mishnah on the din of Aimer, that why is Aimer not listed in our Mishnah? We're going to ask now on Rav's second statement on the Hashemis, why were they not listed in the Mishnah in Zvachim Daf Beis? It says in the Mishnah over there, Kol Zvachim Sheshachna Shlo Lishman, Ksheirin Akasher, Ela Shlo Elbam Lishem Chayva. All Kachim Shechta Shlo Lishman Akasher, except the Baal Mar Yetzir the Chayv, but they're fully kosher. Chutz, Mepesach Chatas. The exceptions, of course, are Pesach Chatas, that what? That if the Shechta Shal Hashma, they're totally puzzle. V'misa, according to Rav, listing Nami Chutz Ma'ashim Razav Ashim Tzaira. According to Rav, you should add to that list in the Mishnah, Ashim Razav Ashim Tzaira. And again, we spoke out before. There is a Shechta Shal Ezer who says that Ashamais, that Ashams in Shlo Lishma also are puzzle. But he says about Ashim in general, not these specific cases. He says Ashim in general, and the Tanakhama, the general consensus of the Mishnah over there, is that Ashim Shlo Lishma is kasher. According to Rav, why did the Mishnah leave out Ashim Metzayir and Ashim Nazir? If they're done Shlo Lishma, they're also puzzle. Why did the Mishnah Daf Beis and Zvachim leave it out? The answer is the Gemara. Sorry. Listen, I'm Chutz Ashim Nazir, Chutz Ashim Metzayir, Debo Lachshav Lechshirei. Since they're kaitim machshir, they're not machshir, they should be fully puzzle. Like Rav says, they should be listed in the Mishnah Daf Beis and Zvachim. Answers the Gemara, Kivin Dika Ashim Gazelis, Vashim Elis. We didn't want to list Ashamais because there are cases of Ashim which are not Ba Lahakshir. Ashim for Me'ila, the Ashim for Gezela, those are Ashim that come for a Chait. Those aren't Ba Lahakshir. And the Gemara says straight out, L'kaparninu, Asu. Those are for a Chait. And in those cases, we wouldn't say this klal that since it didn't satisfy its purpose, it's completely puzzle. We're not going to say that. So therefore, psikla, the Tana couldn't speak out that Ashim Shlodishma is puzzle because it's different Ashims. Certain Ashims attack a puzzle. According to, like Rav saying, Asham Nazir and Asham Metzera would be Pasal Shal Shema, but Asham Gzeels, Asham Milos, Shal Shema are not Pasal, and therefore didn't speak it out. Fact, the Mara, now that we're asked the question we mentioned when we started Rav Zalacha, what's Taka the difference? When it comes to be Machshir and it's not Machshir, you say, since it's not serving its purpose, it's Pasal. So when it comes to be Mechaper, it's not Mechaper, that should also be reason to say it's Pasal. Why Taka is not Pasal there? There should always be Pasal. Maishna, Asham Nazir, Asham Metzera, Debo Lachshir, Vilechshir, right? Why is it Pasal over there? Because it's supposed to be Machshir and it wasn't Machshir, therefore it's Pasal. Hani Nami, Balakabar, Vilek Kipru, the Asham Gzeels and the Asham Zeels were coming to be Mechaper and they were Mechaper, didn't satisfy their purpose either, so they should also be puzzle. So it also be puzzle according to Rav. This is a general question of Rav Salacha. Why is Rav saying it only by Nazir and Metzera? It should apply to all Hashamais. And then we'd also have on top of that a question why the Mishnah left it out. But step one is why Taka are these not puzzle Bechlal on Rav Yirmiya? We find that the pasuk makes a distinction between mechaperim and machshirim. Kaparas that come as a kapar as an atonement, and kaparas that come as a machshir. What's the big distinction? Mechaprim ispu da'as lachamisa. By mechaprim, you find a carbon that can't come. Big chiddush. Normally we say, once the person dies, they get whatever kapara they're supposed to get with the misa, and there's no kapara, no carbon of kapara brought after misa. That is the general rule. But you do find that in certain instances, what Gemara is going to demonstrate in a moment, in certain instances, you find that a kapara carbon is brought even after misa. A machshir carbon is never brought even after misa. Carbon to be machshir something, to machshir to come to the machna, to machshir to start in a zeros, whatever the machshir is never brought lach misa. Okay, machshir and lach misa. And therefore, the logic is, the same way kapara can sometimes come after misa, so you could, after misa, the person doesn't actually need the kapara, and yet it can still come, so you can have an idea of a carbon that's bala kapara, that's loy alu, yinayotze kapara, and still it's kasher. It makes sense logically. It could still be kasher v'loy alu, because it could be, it's a carbon that's not being mechaper, and yet, even though it's for kapara purposes, v'haray is poured after misa in some cases. So therefore, we see it's not possible. Whereas makshirim, which never come after misa, essentially what we're saying is, it has to be makshir, otherwise no purpose, and otherwise it'll be possible. Says the Gemara, where do we find this? That a mechaper is b'achar misa, even though makshir is not. So, just to akdama, a woman who has a baby has to bring an ayla and a chatas. She brings an ayla animal, if she has money, and a chatas bird. If she doesn't have money, she brings both as birds, right? Fine. So the ayla, ironically enough, over here, the chatas is the machshir, right? And the ayla is the kapara. We know the Gemara says that the woman needs a kapara because when she's in labor, she promises she's never going to have children again, she makes a net that she's not going to keep. The Gemara has questions on that. The Gemara ultimately is not really so clear what the chait even is. But whatever the chait is, clearly the ikar reason she's bringing this karbanas are for machshir purposes. To machshir to come back and ikachim, to machshir to come back into the regular tara. That's clearly the ikar of these karbanas. And the kapara element is tuffel. Therefore, unlike what you normally say, by the ishas karbanas, the chatas is the machshir, not the mechaper. And the ayla is the mechaper. That's the key point. The ayla is the mechaper, and the chatas is the machshir. The halacha, we'll speak outside, then we'll read inside. The halacha is if a woman dies in the midst of bringing her two karbanas after she gave birth, if she brought the chatas already, which is the machshir, and she dies left over the ayla, you could bring the ayla after misa, even though this ayla is a mechaper, it can come after misa. If she brought the ayla in her lifetime and died and didn't bring the chatas, you do not bring the chatas after misa, not because it's a mechaper. This chatas is a machshir, and you can't bring it because it's a machshir. We see clearly a case where the machshir cannot be brought after misa, and the mechaper can. And that's why a machshir shalei lishma, once it's not kosher, satisfying its purpose, it's totally puzzle. Whereas a mechaper shalei lishma, since we find the idea, the concept that a mechaper is, again, usually it's not like this, but there is scenarios where mechaper is balach hamisa, therefore a mechaper shalei lishma will still at least be kosher. It won't be alu, but still be kosher. Let's see it inside. It's not. Heisha shevi chatasa umesa. A woman bore a chatas and then died. Yavi yershin elaza. The yershim could bring the ayla. They could bring the mechaper after she's dead. However, elaza umesa, if she brought the ayla first and then died, leyavi yershin chatasa, the yershim should not bring the chatas after misa. Why? Because the chatas is the mechaper, and the mechaper cannot be brought after misa. Okay. Maskvlar v'hu debrei of Shimon Bazi machshirin ami miles b'dacha lachamisa machshirin is not a scenario that machshirin come after misa v'atnan hamafresh moyslan nizirasei. If a person designates money for his nizir's kabanas, he didn't specify which carbon is which. So now, just a basic halacha, we know kachikachim. The person is kachikachim. If a person designates an animal as kachikachim or money as kachikachim, to buy kachikachim animals, there's mi'ila on it from inception. The second you makdash it, there's subject to mi'ila. Kachim kalim are only subject to mi'ila when, if you designate money for kachikachim, or you actually designate animals as a shlamim, there's only mi'ila after shechita. Once you shecht the animal, then it's subject to mi'ila. Till you shecht it, it's not subject to mi'ila. Okay. A nazir brings three karbanas. Some are kachikachim, some are kachim kalim. If he designates the money for his nazirus karbanas, what's the luck with that money? Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. It's the Mishnah Milo Dafir Aleph. Hamafresh Muslim Zirasi, a person who's mafresh money for his nazirus, lay nanan. He can't have enough. Us to have enough, Pashas, that usually means Darabanan. He can't have enough Darabanan. Rashi speaks it out. Vilay Mailan, however, there is no Isser Mila. Why not? Neshe Ruin Love it. Kulan Shlamim. Because the money is designated for his nazirus carbon. If he designated $300, he could bring $100 per carbon, or he could spend all 300 on shlamim. Shlamim is kachim kalim. Shlamim does not have a din of mila right away. So therefore, again, he designates his money stam, doesn't specify, it's all for nazir. you're right, Nazir normally brings Kachem Kachem and Kachem Kalem, but since he theoretically can satisfy his pledge, his dedication, that all the money could be used for Kachem Kalem, so therefore it's not subject to Mila, because maybe it's all for Shlomim, and it's not, therefore there's no Mila. Midir Rabbanan, Asut Havana. But the Din of Mila doesn't apply, because he didn't specify what it's for. However, Mace, Bahila Mais Dumim, what if this fellow then died, and he had money in his... and left over that wasn't specified. Remember again, he set aside the money for his naziris, but he didn't specify what it's for. Right. So the answer is, it's a good point. The answer is that we don't say that from the money designated, there's for sure Ayla, for sure some and some, so some of the money is for Ayla. Theoretically, he just said this money's for Naziris. If he uses it all for one type of carbon, namely Shlamim, yes, he'll have to bring more. Exactly. Since he could have satisfied his, we'll call it the pledge, the dedication of this money, by using it all for Shlamim, therefore, it's considered all, you only give it a status of, at the most, Kachikalim status, and therefore there's no Mila. Now, what if the fellow died and left over the money? Yipla Nadava. The funds, all the money goes, Lenadava, goes for Nadava, Mefurashim. But what if he left over money that was Mefurish? So now he has Chatas money, he has Shlame money, and he has Ayla money. So what do you do? Demei Chatas, Yilicham Melech. Chatas, obviously, we spoke this out already a few times today. Chatas, just like the Chatas is Mesis, money that's money for a Chatas, that goes Yama Melech. That goes Yama Melech. This is different, by the way, to be clear, than Meiser. Remember, before we said, if I designate $100 for Chatas, I only spend 90, that extra money, because I satisfy my pledge, so to speak, that extra money goes to Nadava. Interesting enough, over here, if I have $100 for Chatas and I didn't make Chatas only, he can't be in the Chatas because he's dead, the full 100 goes to Yam Melech. You don't say that goes to Nadava, which is an interesting distinction. Okay. To make Chatas Yam Melech. That money goes Yam Melech. There's no, you're not allowed enough from it, Midrabanan, but there's no Isamila because that money's going in the garbage anyway. There's no Isamila on that money. Next, the Ayla money, which was specified in his pledge, in his dedication, that money goes for an Ayla. That's fine because Ayla can be Ba'achamisa. Ayla is Ba'benadava. So that comes as an Ayla anyway. And therefore there's Mi'ila because that's Kachim Kachim. The Shlam money comes, you use that money to bring Shlam because again, Shlam is also Ba'benadava. You just give it as donation. The guy obviously doesn't need it for his Naziris, he's dead, but it comes as a donation. However, interestingly enough, the Shlamim will get the restrictions of the Shlam of a Nazir. Shlam of a Nazir is different than a regular Shlam. Shlam of a Nazir requires two things, as two main distinctions. Number one, it's only eaten for one day, not 2 days. Normal Shlam is eaten for 2 days. The Shlam of a Nazir is eaten for only 1 day. Al Nazir is 1 day. Another distinction is Al Nazir comes with a loaf of bread. So the Gemara says it'll get one of those two dinim. Let's see. Says the Gemara, this Nazir is dead, but he designated money for a Shlamim. Use that money to bring a Shlamim. It's Baba Nadava. However, Nechol Yom Echad, we put in the restriction of a Shlamim, of a Nazir Shlamim, which is that it's only eaten for 1 day. But for Ein Turin Lechem, bread it doesn't require. Okay. Now that we're asked this question. The Ayla and the Shlamim of a Nazir are coming to be Machshir the Nazir back into his regular dinim, to take haircuts, to be Tamla Mesim, drink wine. Those are Machshirs. The Nazir designated the money and he's dead. You tell me the Chatas goes Yamel, fine. But the Shlamim and Ailam money, you're bringing a Shlamim and Ailam after he died. It's a Machshir. You see a case of a Machshir after he died. Says the Gemara of Ailam Shlamim, the Nazir, the Machshir Ninu, the Ka'asi Lacha Misa, the Ailam Shlamim of a Nazir is a Machshir, and yet you bring it after Misa. So you tell me before you hold distinction, why was the case of a Asham Mitzayra Asham Nazir Shlodishma? It's fully possible because it's a Machshir, and a Machshir is never Ba'acha Misa, as opposed to a Machapur, which Shlamim comes after Misa. We see over here clearly that by Nazir, a Machshir comes after Misa. Amar of Papa, Hachi Ka Amar of Yermia, Lamatsinu, Hechshir Kavua, the Balach Amisa. We don't find a Hechshir Kavua that comes after Misa. Ud Nazir, Hechshir Shene Kavuhu. A Nazir is not considered a fixed Hechshir Kavua. What does it mean? It's not considered a fixed Hechshir Kavua. It says Gemara Damamar, Gila Chachta Mechta Mishleshtan Yetzim. Stop at this. Gila Chachta Mishleshtan Yetzim, which means as follows. Halacha is that the Nazir already fulfills his obligation. He still has to be in all three kabbalas, but he fulfills his obligation, he becomes mutter to go cut his hair, to go drink wine, to mimtam lemesim after one of the three kabbalas. That's not considered hechshir kavua. Since any one of the kabbalas could serve as that machshir, that's not hechshir kavua. Hechshir kavua is where this is the only machshir. When this is the only machshir, and it's not like aimer. Michas Aimer, the only way to be matter the Chadash is with the Michas Aimer. If it doesn't serve its purpose as be matter, if the Michas Pasul, If it's not, sorry, not fully kosher, it'll automatically be pasul. That's the only option. It's either kosher or pasul. Either yetza or pasul. If it's not a machshir, it's pasul. Whereas that's a machshir kavua. Whereas by the nazir, there's a few options to be the machshir. One of the three kabanas, any one of the three, could be the machshir. Since anyone could be the machshir, it's not considered a kavua, a fixed machshir. So therefore, the other ones, let's say in this case, the shlamim and the ayla, can be ba even after misa because it's not a machshir kavua, and therefore, even if it's done shlal lishma, in those cases, in achami, it wouldn't be pasul. It would still be kosher v'le'elu, but it wouldn't be pasul. We'll have to pick up here tomorrow.